USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden speaking at the White House, marking 1 year since the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said denials for months led to more stress, deaths, and also loneliness. He did say, though, he was optimistic because he was going to get more vaccine out to the public.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. No function more important.
He said one of his main goals was to get kids back to in-person schools in his first 100 days in office. And he said if everyone gets vaccinated and follows the CDC guidelines, we can get closer to normal by July 4th. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York Governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Today is not only the anniversary of the pandemic, it's also the 10-year anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Despite the CDC and the president's warning, one governor is still lifting restrictions on COVID-19. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.